L-Awstralja saret iktar multikulturali minn qatt qabel. Iċ-ċensiment tas-sena l-oħra juri li 28% tal-persuni li jgħixu fl-Awstralja twieldu barra minna. Minkejja dan in-numru ta' nies li jitgħallmu lingwi barranin ikompli jonqos u l-iskejjel qegħdin jgħallmu inqas lingwi minn qatt qabel. Dan meta l-benefiċċji li wieħed ikun jaf lingwa oħra huma magħrufa sew. Iż-żgħażagħ u tfal Awstraljani qegħdin jitilfu l-interess fil-lingwi barranin. 12% biss tal-istudenti fl-iskejjel sekondarji jitgħallmu lingwa oħra li huwa differenza sinifikanti mill-40% li kien hemm fis-snin 60. L-antropologista lingwistiku Dr. Julian Bodger mill-Università ta' James Cook tajt li r-raġuni hija l-konċentrazzjoni partikolari li tinsab fuq l-Ingliż.
I think the problem is that the predominant culture in Australia is an Anglo culture. It is a white culture and they speak English, Australian English. So there has been a certain disregard towards other languages and demand as well for these immigrants to adapt to English and learn English. And also there has been a decision, I think, on the side of immigrants to abandon their own languages and only speak English with their children. So that contributes to it as well.
Dr. Bodger tajt li l-Awstraljani jistgħu jibbenefikaw immensament mit-tagħlim ta' lingwa barranija.
That is simply a window to another culture, a window to another way of thinking, and they need to be able to adapt to other ways of thinking as we are becoming increasingly globalized.
Bodger tajt li hemm ukoll benefiċċji għas-saħħa.
From a neurological perspective, there's also some evidence that being bilingual actually increases the plasticity of the brain, and with that it makes it also easier for individuals to be more flexible in adapting to new learning tasks and new challenges. And this is basically also what we need nowadays in today's demanding world.
Iċ-ċensiment tas-sena l-oħra juri li 27% tal-Awstraljani jitkellmu lingwa oħra li mhix l-Ingliż fid-djar tagħhom. Dr. Susan Eisenklaas mill-Università ta' Griffith tispeċjalizza fl-akwist tal-ewwel u t-tieni lingwi u fil-multilingwalizmu. Hija tgħid li meta tfal jibdew l-iskola l-lingwa mitkellma fid-dar tagħhom tibda tiddajjef.
We have about 300 languages spoken in Australia, and this is not counting Aboriginal languages. Then we have monolinguals coming to university, and we expect them in 3 years to become fluent in a language. And on the other hand, the children who could be the true bilinguals in the country end up losing the minority language unless the parents maintain the language at home.
Studju minn Kunsill Awstraljan fir-riċerka edukattiva juri li l-biċċa l-kbira tal-istudenti fl-iskejjel primarji jirċievu minn 35 sa 60 minuta fil-ġimgħa ta' edukazzjoni f'lingwa barranija. Dr. Eisenklaas tajt li l-iskejjel Awstraljani għandhom bżonn jallokaw iktar sigħat għall-edukazzjoni tal-lingwi.
1 hour is nothing. We come from other countries and we know how difficult it is to achieve a good level of proficiency. If there was a good commitment and the children were taught languages, let's say 3-4 hours a week, this would start making a difference.
Eisenklaas tajt ukoll li l-ġenituri jistgħu jgħinu wkoll li l-uliedhom ikunu bilingwali billi joħolqu ambjent interessanti għalihom.
Do everything possible to keep the language going at home and maybe organize play groups so that kids can interact with other children in a very informal way. So it's not a punishment that here comes the weekend, I have to go to yet another school and study Chinese. Maybe doing activities that are integrated but are seen as more fun.
Min issa sal-ewwel ta' Settembru il-kompetizzjoni nazzjonali tal-SBS dwar il-lingwi se tkun tiċċelebra it-tagħlim tal-lingwi. Għalhekk l-istudenti kollha tal-lingwi huma mistiedna biex jissottomettu messaġġ b'video bit-tema xi fisser għalik li titgħallem lingwa oħra. Informazzjoni oħra dwar il-kompetizzjoni tinstab fuq sbs.com.au/nlc17.